This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Foreman, I know. Jewish. Probably better men than I would just stand up and be men again and get involved, not be followers. We'd save this planet. So many men want to be followers. They've been taught it's silly to care or to be involved. And that's why we're inches away from losing everything. I've looked at history. If things go south, you're going to have the breakdown of civilization. James Lizzie Rawls, I appreciate you riding shotgun with us once a month. I really appreciate all the work you do. I, again, don't have words to describe to the viewers and listeners how real all this is and how all hands on deck. We have a chance, a good chance to win this. I think we're 60% right now. I mean, I think we've got the initiative. We're winning. But the enemy now knows how much trouble they're in. They're really pressing the attack back, the counteroffensive. And what else can we do in 4 minutes we've got left here with you? I mean, I understand individually get ready, but offensively, what can we do to stand up against them and defeat these people?
Well, I guess first and foremost is pray hard. Second is organize. Folks need to get involved at the grassroots level in their communities, because if the threat is from the top down, the solution is from the bottom up. And you can't stop a grassroots American movement. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to be able to put their control grid down on an informed and motivated public. If the populace really recognizes what's going on, and I think they do, because they're getting the news from the alternative media. The mainstream news sources have essentially collapsed. If you look at the ratings, the traditional big three networks are a joke now in terms of their actual viewership and their actual impact. When I was growing up and when you were growing up, you and I saw, you know, Huntley and Brinkley and Walter Cronkite as the authoritative sources. Now, for this generation, for the millennials, they look at the big three networks as a joke, and rightfully so. So they've actually lost the information war.
And as bad as Brinkley and all them were, they would never have gone along with what's happening now. It was just a different time. So it's not just the internet came along, it was what destroyed them. They also were so immoral and such liars. They're really why they destroyed themselves. With all their money and power, they should still be dominating news if they weren't such liars.
Right. If they were still responsible journalists and actually reporting objective facts rather than proselytizing and rather than, you know, grandstanding and faking news and pushing agendas, if they were still real journalists, they would still have that market share. But because, starting with CNN in the 80s, mass media lost all credibility.
That's right. They lost their soul. You're so smart. Yeah, I mean, you're just dead on. CNN is where the media totally lost its soul. Because before there was some disinfo, but it would always become a scandal if they lied big. And then it was mainly the propaganda was in, you know, Mary Tyler Moore and sitcoms. That was a real brainwashing. But in the 80s, when CNN did, you know, the 90s, fake, you know, attacks, you know, nerve gas attacks and stuff. They taught the media how to be total frauds and made it safe, I guess.
That's right. That's right. So, again, we have effectively already won the information war. It's just a matter of consolidating our victory at this point and making sure that the powers that be are taught that they cannot get away with this, that they can try to silence us, but it won't work. And the harder they push, the harder the American people are going to push back.
And look, they want a violent war and all this killing and stuff. They just need to know it's not the police and military that are going to get targeted in the Civil War. It's going to be them. I mean, that's just a fact.
Right. And I've got news for them. there's a lot more of us than there are of them. You know, even the leftists use the term the 1%. Well, it's true, there is a 1%.
Exactly. James, thank you so much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me, heavens why. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Tommy Robinson for many years has been warning that the Orthodox radical Islamists is pouring in from all over the world into the UK, plan to conquer the country. Hell, that's what's taught at the moderate mosque. And political correctness says we're not supposed to say that, but then now radical Islamist women lead marches in Berlin and Washington, D.C., and in London, England, and thousands of women put on hijabs. And then you see Marie Le Pen in the lead in the polls in France, they're trying to steal it from her, saying the biggest threat we face in France since World War II is the Islamic invasion. They indict her. She's in court right now. They took Geert Wilders in the Netherlands to court. And I've told you, what you see in Europe is now happening in England, now happening here. They've banned Tommy Robinson from peaceful marches in England, flying the British Union Jack. I've been in England. It's a big wake-up call for me. The first time I was there was 2005. And I'd be videotaping Parliament for a shot for a cutaway, and Muslims would come out of their way up in their outfits and go, "Hey, you, turn that off. What do you think your problem is?" And I noticed the Brits were groveling. I'd say, "Get the hell out of my way. I'll, you know, you want to go? Let's go. Come on, Mr. Tough Guy." You start screaming, blowing your fist up. "Let's go." Then they go, "Oh," because they're not used to people telling them to go to hell. Now, Mr. Robinson will. But here's the deal. I don't want to fight with Muslims. I went to high school and college with nice Muslims that were engineers and had degrees and didn't like radical Islam, wanted to go drink beer. But the vast majority are under this control. There's massive inbreeding. It's admitted. Just like elites get mentally ill. That's a big problem in Islam. And so you've got some problems here. And TommyRobinson.co.uk is the website. They take him out of context. They lie about him all the news. The point is that leftists were out there last week after the big terror attack, got running people over, stabbing them with ISIS. Parliament says it's not Islamic. He goes out there. There's a long video. We're playing some short clips of it. They're out there laughing. The leftists are about it. In fact, here's an article. Keep calm, Alex Jones. The Queen is not being pressured to convert to Islam. I've got countless videos of people screaming, "Get out of England. It's ours now," in their outfits, 80%+ on welfare. What a group of pigs. Come to your country. Claim they want to put hoods over your kids' heads, tell you you got to convert or die, say the Queen's got to get out, and then they don't deny it's true. They say, "I'm a kook," because we got a guy saying you're going to convert. That's what they did in Constantinople, that's now Istanbul. That's what Turkey used to be Christian. That's what they did in Greece. Greece just is now allowing mosques to be set up. It's only a few hundred years ago they got the Muslims out. Greeks used to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed folks. Do you understand what Islam does? The most pure forms of it, they have slavery and sell women on slave blocks. And the media makes jokes and Colbert goes, "What's a slave block?" Knowing his dumb audience doesn't know, they put your ass up on a block and people bid on you. In Sudan, in places like that, in Somalia. And Trump's like, seven countries don't even have IDs. They don't even have working governments. You can't even fly out of Somalia. You got to go to another country. No, we don't accept you with your piece of paper from Somalia until you get a real government. Oh, my God, he's so horrible. J-Lo. It's amazing. It's amazing. Greeks were conquered and for hundreds of years under Islamic control. The Greeks had to hide in the hills for hundreds of years and be in constant civil war until they finally drove the Muslims out. To the Greeks' credit, they actually kicked them out. Nobody else ever seems to. Europe almost got completely taken over. The whole race culture mission of Islam is to conquer everything. Japan will not allow one Muslim to immigrate to Japan because they're not suicidal. Now I want to go to our guest for the rest of the hour. I'll skip a break so we have more time. Tommy Robinson, TommyRobinson.co.uk. I want to play a few clips of him first, though. Again, first him, you know, rebuking some of these libtards, and then, again, self-loving, nihilistic suicide heads. And then we're going to show the guy saying we're going to take over your, you know, kick the queen out of her palace. Well, I say if the queen doesn't like having sovereignty, she should go back to Germany or back to Transylvania, where her and her whole carpet-bagging anti-UK family came from. I'm not going to get to that. And there's some good things about having some sovereignty and some of the old systems there and people liking it. I get that's the only culture England's got, but that's another false culture dropped on top of its head. If you're a historian, you know that. But let's. The point is you shouldn't ban the flags and the rest of it. But let's go ahead and play those clips. I'm going to go to our guest. Here it is.
Come on, the reality. This is the reality. The reality is this is a war. These people are waging war on us for time. This has gone on for 1,400 years. This is nothing new. And the whole time while this goes on, police leaders or political leaders want to invite more. They want to invite more.
All right, I've got some other clips we're going to get to coming up, like the one that's in the Daily Beast. Where, again, keep calm, Alex Jones, the queen is not being pressured to convert to Islam. So the Muslims don't pressure anybody to convert. They never take over. Grass isn't green. This is an assault on reality. So to give us the big picture and then to drill into what's currently happening, Tommy Robinson now joins us again, we're going to play video in a moment, too. Shows a Saudi man literally herding women down the street with a stick. This is routine. If you're out without a hood on your head, you get beaten or killed. But we should all accept this because we're liberals. So Tommy Robinson saying things now, you get arrested for in England, but he keeps doing it. Here you are beaming into the United States and what's left of the free world. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Well, I've been ranting, kind of setting the table. Give us the big picture. What's going on in the UK? The current battle. What's happening?
So I'll give you the background of where I live. I was born in 1982. When I was born, we had one mosque. There's currently 30 mosques in my town. My town is 30 miles north of London. It was the launching pad for the 7/7 bomb plot. It was the fertilizer bomb plot. The Stockholm bomber. Okay. Currently, 40% of my town is Muslim. I've seen firsthand the problems that this culture and this ideology will bring to your town. I've seen the attack on your freedom, on your free speech, on your women, on your culture, on your identity, the erosion of who you are. Everything comes under attack. And of course, not all Muslims, but this is a reality of what I see. When you were talking a minute ago about, you were discussing inbreeding in the Islamic community. Now these are facts, and I understand liberals don't like facts. 3.4% of England is Pakistani. Okay, Pakistani heritage. 3.4%. They are responsible for over 30% of the birth defects. These are all problems that will come with Islam. In the UK, we've had 66% of British Muslims said they would not report on fellow ISIS fighters. 66%. So when we talk about terrorism is very bad. We've had 12 planned terrorist attacks last year. No one draws in on that. We've had one successful one in years, but we don't realise that every year, if they were successful, we'd have had shopping centres, aeroplanes, schools, everything would have been attacked every month. We'd then realise, then the liberals would realise, everyone would realise, we're at war. We're in a war zone here. Now, the terrorism is bad, but the general views, the general consensus of the
way... Raping in the swimming pools, raping everybody, running around bullying, supporting all this crap, the welfare rates, 80-some percent of the Muslims in Germany are on welfare. I mean, this is just staggering. And then the arrogance, the bitching that everybody has to roll a red carpet out, and the grand imam saying, take that weapon there, weak. I mean, it's like a joke.
In the UK, 75% of Muslim women are on benefits and 50% of Muslim men. When you talk about taking our women, most recently in Cardiff, which is the capital of Wales, we had an imam who said the time is coming soon when we take the non-Muslim women as sexual slaves. Well, we don't need an imam to say that because Muslim men already in our country are taking our women as sexual slaves. We have street level gang grooming. They call it grooming in the UK, like it's cutting the hairs of dogs. Really, it's a rape jihad. It's a rape jihad going on in our country where 90% of the convicted perpetrators are Muslim men. 20% of them are called Muhammad. We've told continuously this has nothing to do with Islam. This has everything to do with Islam. These gangs that are raping...
That's right, sex slavery, look at Al-Qaeda and ISIS, all the sex slaves. And let's expand on this, though. What's going on with the left and their true alliance with it? How do they think being bought off by Islam And I guess because it's anti-West, that's all that left cares about. The Green Party and all them cheering, thank God Germany won't be German, we'll be Islamic soon. And they cheer, you know, in major cities. And you know, the feminist mayor of Cologne says, don't wear miniskirts or the Muslims will rape you. It's your fault. It's like, because they're the feminists, they've now become the anti-feminist. It's a cult. What the hell's going on with the left?
There seems to be in the left a strong alliance between the Marxists, the communists, and Islam. And I believe they think they can use Islam. They confuse because they're against the rule of democracy. They're against the rule of law. They're against democracy. And I believe they really think they can use it to bring it down, not understanding that they'll be the first victims of it. And whether this view that you could import Islam into our country and combine the two together, it's like oil and water. Now, when you have Angela Merkel, you have David Cameron, you have all world leaders saying that multiculturalism has failed, they're just too cowardice to say Islam has failed.
And let's expand on that. My biggest issue with Islam is it does come in and try to make you conform. And all over Germany says you can't have outdoor Oktoberfest because the Muslims come and attack you because they don't like seeing men and women running around having a great time eating big old, you know, beef stew and sausage and drinking beer outside. And it's just crazy in a nice, cool, you know, night. They don't like people having a good time. It's a cult of killjoys, and I'm just we're not going to put up with it. And I don't understand what the hell the left is doing backing this. So my biggest problem is it's not compatible, and the left is trying to get rid of our speech so we can port to it. No, sorry.
And I think they wish to maintain power. Now, if I bring you back to my hometown again, if you look at the demographical growth forecast for the communities in my town. By 2030, the Pakistani and the Bangladeshi communities will increase by 70 to 77%. The white and black community will increase by 1.3% to 1.4%.
That's not even replacement.
They see the future. The future is with Islam. The future is with Muslims having 5.6 children, us having 1.3. So the Labour Party in my town, which is the left-wing Labour Party, the equivalent of your Democrats, they completely see that we as white working-class Englishmen, we are irrelevant. We do not matter anymore. The future is not with us. So they're Biden.
But here's the deal. It's not even like we're being racist. They're totally race and religion based. And then they won't even let us just die and them take over. They want to piss on us while they take over. And the left is just running around because they hate the West so much. Just it's celebrating their own destruction. It's crazy.
There's a great speech. There's a speech by Shahid Malik, who was the first Muslim minister of the Labour government. And he said, in 2004, we had one Muslim MP. In 2006, we had two Muslim MPs. In 2008, we had four Muslim MPs. In 2010, we had 10 Muslim MPs. And in between saying each thing, he says, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. He says, within 30 years, the leader of this country will share our faith. And there's thousands of, and he's in our government. He's a right-hand man to our government when the Labour Party were in. There's thousands.
And then next comes convert or die, convert or die. And let's expand on that. What do you make of the Daily Beast and others making fun of the Muslims? The Muslims never take over a country. How ridiculous. Ha, ha, ha. We've got the clip in a moment of them at, you know, the palace saying if the queen doesn't convert, she's got to leave. That's what Islam always does. Then they act like we're insane making this up.
Anyone who understands history understands this happened to 45 countries. What I don't understand is for the first country in history, why would Britain or Europe be any different to every other place that Islam has ever gone in history, the whole of history? What makes us different? It is exactly the same Islam. It hasn't changed. It's not like you take Muslims out of Afghanistan and you put them in Britain and they're somehow different. It's the same book. It's the same Quran. It's the same people. It's the same ideology. This is the speech by Shahid Malik.
We're going to show the speech after the break, but since you mentioned it, let's play the clip that CNN played. But then they make jokes and say, oh, it's ridiculous, like Muslims would ever, you know, take over or anything, even though they all say they are and say we're weak and can't believe how pathetic our leaders are. Let's go ahead and play that short clip. Here it is.
It's basically showing how we will transform Buckingham Palace into a local mosque for the Muslims.
And what happens to the Queen?
Well, the Queen, she has a choice. She can either become Muslim or she can even...
Or she'll have to leave. Now, here's another one. Video shows Saudi man literally hurting veiled Muslim women with a stick in this brand of Islam feminists want to import to the West. And that's all of Saudi Arabia that controls Sunni and Wahhabist culture that is 79% of Islam and taking over the rest of Islam very, very quickly. because there are some Muslim cultures that actually value women and life and everything. They're being eradicated. The biggest killers of Muslims are Muslims. I mean, I don't get it, my friend.
If you understand how deep this has gone and how infiltrated our country and systems are. So the most recent Westminster attacker, the terrorist, Khalid Massoud, he taught at a school in Luton. The director of the school is the local imam from the Luton Islamic Center, yeah, who's a radical. I've been on the radio with this man where he said he wishes to execute homosexuals. This same radical mosque was the mosque that the Stockholm bomber went to. Now, this radical imam is part of my town's government project of Luton in Harmony. There's pictures of this man hugging a police officer with Celebrate Diversity. This is a man who wishes to enforce Sharia law. And then I find out then that the training of our government, the training of our police, the training on Islam is being given to them by the Wahhabist Salafist leading imam who, when Ofsted raided the school at his mosque, they found that the children were being taught in their library how to cut off hands and feet. They have infiltrated everything. Our government, our prison system, our education system, our universities, everything is being used. And the left and the far left are facilitating and accommodating this as it happens.
And let's be clear, it's in the Quran. It's a fact that everything inside Islam is the house of Islam. Everything else is the house of war. That's why they're constantly killing each other. Because the most radical groups always say they're in charge and everybody else is a heretic. It is the most anti-liberal thing the galaxy's seen. It is joke level. And to watch foaming at the mouth leftists and big foundations funding it makes my head spin. Tommy Robinson is former and ex-leader of the English Defense League. Since leaving the EDL, he has become an avid speaker and the problems of the Western world, rise of extremism, Islam, ISIS, and hate speech and Sharia. And if you expand all this, the Muslims admit in the Quran, we go, we lie, we assimilate, we act like we're with it, and when our number hits a certain point, then we call it radical Islam that starts killing. Then we say, oh, just capitulate to us and we'll stop the attacks. And we just saw the Turkish leader Erdogan, and we just saw his foreign minister tell Germany, tell France, and tell Sweden, you will let us in, you will let us politically organize, and have basically political takeover, or we will burn your country down in a, quote, holy war. That's a quote. Burn your country, holy war, all of it, and all this crap. And, I mean, that's pure terrorism. That's threatening terror. If you don't give them politically what they want, that's the definition. See how suddenly Turkey played nice for 50 years. Oh, we're Western. They were conquered by Islam. Then all of a sudden, everybody's going back to the traditional dress. Erdogan's an Islamicist. He's merging with the Wahhabists. It's total deception. It's a culture of pure war, pure takeover, totally political, that literally runs women as slaves and is absolute nightmare. I just cannot believe that our elites are siding with this. Why are they doing it, Tommy?
What Americans have to understand, what you have to realize is just how quick this can happen. Yeah. So if you'd have said to the people in my hometown, which would have been my parents, if you'd have said 30 years ago, in 30 years time, there'd be 30 mosques, they'd be banning the emblem of your country, they'd be changing the name of Christmas, every single food will be halal, your troops will be attacked in the streets, your women will be raped and attacked on a daily basis. If you'd have said that 30 years ago, people would have said, never, not here. Yeah. It's happened. It's already happened. There's no comeback from my hometown. Okay, they control the streets, they control the gangs, they control the drugs, they control the town, they control the council. That's it.
That's right, because they admit they'll deal drugs or anything because it's okay as long as you're selling it to the Kaffirs, which is what they call black people, but they call everybody else that. It means slave.
That's openly admitted, yeah. As long as they don't care, they can commit crime as long as it's against the Kaffir. They use their religious intolerance against non-Muslims to justify everything. To justify everything. Now, Americans, you may look and think, and in the UK, since 1960, the Muslim population doubles every 10 years. So when you look around, I've seen it. I've looked around in the state where I'm from, and 5 years later, it's like, what the hell's happened here? How has this happened? Oh, my God.
And what's crazy is, I was brought up classically liberal, to be open to stuff. They literally, all the videos, they laugh. It's a joke. The arrogance, because they have no respect for us that we've done this.
No, they have no respect because we're so weak. They do laugh at that. And funny enough, I oppose Islam. I get quite a lot of Muslims shaking my hand and they say, I'll shake your hand because I believe you have courage. Because they're not used to people standing up to them and speaking honestly. They're used to people appeasing and bending over and showing weakness to them. And as a country, what you have to understand, it hasn't happened to your country yet, but they'll be on their way to try.
Well, hold on. Tell us what's coming next. And I'm going to play the clip of that member of parliament who admits, you know, it's a takeover. And, of course, the Muslims won't let you come to their country and set up your system. They'll kill you in a second. See, that's the thing. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Selenium is absolutely essential in all biological activities in the body, electrochemical, especially the brain, you name it. Brain Force is an amazing nootropic. It's wonderful. Our listeners love it. It's probably overall the best-selling product, but it's so low price. It's not one of our profit centers to fund future operations. The selenium, myself personally, I try to remember to take every day because we shut out with one of the top developers in the country to have the strongest selenium out there from the mustard seed. There's nothing in it but mustard seed. It's an absolute concentrate, organic, cold-pressed. I'm going to take one right now for energy. I've got plenty of energy now, but I kind of crash sometimes after I get off the air. So I'm going to take this now so I don't. So it's for me, it's an energy pill. That's 30% off. Similar selenium out there that isn't even as good as $40. You can get it for, what is it, 20-something bucks right now, normally 30. And you can also get the X2 together in this combo for $34. That's the good halogen. The bad halogens fill up your different glands, block your hormones, you name it. X2 has done so much for me. If you've not tried X2, you owe it to yourself to go read the reviews. You owe it to yourself to support the broadcast and get a bottle of it and see what it does for you. Talk to your physician, though, because it's serious business. This isn't your over-the-counter iodine, and by that, the crap they sell over-the-counter. This is true iodine from the deep earth crystals, not from seaweed. Because it's basically bound up, we found, when you get it from seaweed. Still, you'll get lower IQ and brain damage and all sorts of stuff and die without iodine, but this is the good. This is the fancy iodine. And it all happened when we were having different globalist operations trying to block us from getting really pure seaweed base, and then just a door opened up. A door opened up, and we were able to get some that was being used industrially. This is actually the iodine that they end up using in hospitals, but they use it for the spray instead of actually... It's a long story. The point is, a drop of this will eat a hole through the concrete until it's been put into the palm oil and this Russian patented technique. Oh, we're all Russian agents. But yeah, actual Russian patent. So that's how Dr. Group gets it. Get yours today, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Because here's the deal. We're in a total war. And they've already tried to ban the free speech of people like our guest, Tommy Robinson. And they're restricting it more and more. They're arresting people all over Europe. They're telling the police in Sweden, don't say that 90%+ of the rapes are Islamic men, even though it's all on video. And then they're trying to arrest Nigel Farage, the founder of UKIP right now. They've got a criminal complaint out because he said Sweden's the rape capital. Guess what? Go to the State Department's own website. It's admitted. Just pull up a world map of rape statistics. You'll get it. I mean, again, it's so comical. But I realize people that don't know, like I remember hearing Tommy Robinson 10 years ago and seeing him in British papers and going, oh, that guy's a little extreme. And now it's like I sound more extreme than he does because I actually did the research he did. And now everything he warned about, because he was living in a town where it was already happening, folks, point blank range. And I see the videos every day in England, just like you're walking with your family. People walk up and go, what's your wife doing not wearing a hijab? Boom, slap her right in the face. And people are so conditioned, a lot of the Brits just roll over and start peeing on themselves. I mean, not literally, but it's like a dog doing that. I mean, I've seen these videos. I just like, man, you do that to my wife. I'm not bragging here, but people are going to, either you're going to die or I'm going to die. You're about to get attacked really hard. And I don't know where the fighting spirit is. It's like, you know, the UK, all in history, was like one of the worst groups, never lost a war except against more Brits they were fighting in America. I don't understand how England has gotten to this point. The Romans couldn't take over England. But here we are. They built, you know, that wall, Hadrian's Wall, whatever, to stop the, you know, stop the folks coming down from Wales. How did this happen? How do we break it? How do we stop it? And then I have the clip of that MP he mentioned saying, we're taking over. Go ahead.
This happened. This has all been done intentionally. So the fighting spirit and the fighting people has been taken out of them. It's been bred out of them with a left-wing. If I just talk, so I'll bring you back again to my children, yeah? My daughter, when she was 7, I'm preparing for a debate, so I've got the biography of Muhammad. My daughter walks past, she looks, she says, Muhammad, peace be upon him. I haven't spoken to my children about Islam or Muhammad. I've never spoken to them about him. I said, what did you just say? Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay? And I said, this is all from school. I've then, when she's mentioned that she's seen something which is a mosque, and she said, that's a special place where Muslims pray. Part of the national curriculum for every school in the UK is the children aged 7 and 8 go to visit the mosque where they're lied to.
That's happening here in the US in high school and middle school and elementary. They're forcing them to study Islam.
Forced to study. And I wouldn't mind if they brought my daughter to a mosque and said, our prophet married a child your age. Our prophet beheaded 600 people. Our prophet killed poets. Our prophet raped women. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, but they're not. They're saying that jihad means inner struggle, that Islam is a religion of peace. They're lying and indoctrinating children from a young age. So when you talk about where is the fighting spirit gone, you have to understand that as an English kid born up where I live, white English people in the town are a minority. Now, we've never once, when is St. Lucian Day, massive celebration. St. Patrick's Day, three-day festival, that's the Irish. When it's Eid, fairgrounds, parks, celebrations. When it's St. George's Day, that's our national day to celebrate who we are. Banned. You bring in an emblem of St. George to your school, you will be suspended. So what you then find is that English kids are walking with their heads down. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they've come from.
By the way, I don't interrupt you just to back you up. I have mainstream news articles in Germany and the UK where parents are countermanded and their children are forced to go to mosque. I mean, this is insane.
Yep, this is what's happening. And then you have a generation of children who don't know who they are. The West Indian community can be proud of their history. The Pakistani community are allowed to be proud of their identity. But the English people aren't. So
let's not forget, St. George's flag, I've heard, has been banned off government buildings, correct?
It's banned. So if someone's in a council house and they fly to St. George, there's been many times that they're told to take it down. There's what they've managed to do is installed in people that the emblem of St. George, the emblem of our country, if you celebrate it, you're racist. That's what they've managed to do.
And there was no history of that. They just chose it because it's the original English flag.
Yeah, you have to understand just how powerful political correctness is. You have to understand how fear is paralyzing. And the fear of being branded racist has paralyzed the nation. It's paralyzed our government. It's paralyzed our people. It's paralyzed people so much so that the police, the government, allowed 1,400 young children to be passed around and raped.
Oh, yeah. Tell folks, that was, you talked about it years ago, has now been confirmed, the Muslim grooming program of pedophilia, which is legal under Islam. Now, I guess if you're adult men, you're not supposed to do it. But as long as a kid, you're screwing, it's okay. Again, I don't care if it's heterosexual, homosexual, don't touch kids. But see, now NAMBLA and others are trying to mainline. I think that's one reason the globalists like it. The globalists are into pedophilia, we know that, and Islam is too. So spend a few minutes on those scandals. And for radio listeners, if you're watching on Infowars.com/show, as he speaks, my crew Googles it and is showing mainstream news reporting it. But, oh, we banned St. George's flag. It's good. Oh, it's okay for Muslims to have sex with kids. In fact, in Germany, they're like, oh, they raped a five-year-old. It's okay. It's their culture. So please continue.
So in a small town in the north of England called Rotherham. So for years, I warned and spoke about men prostituting our young kids, gang raping them. When the families go to the police do nothing. The police refuse to do anything. Yeah.
What's the headline? Exactly. I remember seeing this last year. Tell folks the headlines so we can pull it up. It was,
this is Rotherham rape scandal. Just put in the city of Rotherham, which is put in 1,400 Rotherham. There was 1,400 children. And the government report from a charity, it found that when some dads got together to go and rescue their daughters who were 12 years old, they got to the house where the Muslim men have all got their daughters. The police turned up and arrested the dads. The police turned up and arrested the dads for trying to save their daughters. Another time.
Let's be clear. The Muslims are famous. That's what you call white slavery. It means sex slavery. People are so going to say white slavery is a big issue in Islam. They go, what about blacks being slaves? White slavery means sex slavery, folks. And Islam, that's a tenet of it. Its main business is the trafficking of women.
So it says multiple times. It says multiple times in the Quran that outside of your four wives, you can take whatever your right arm possesses. Sexual slaves. And it's legitimate. It's sanctioned. It's okay. Muhammad.
By the way, I'm showing BBC headlines. This was last year where they tell folks about it. It all came out, admitted, and they're kind of saying, well, it's Islam's culture. And again, the dads try to get their little daughters, 10 years old, 9 years old, 8 years old, out of these things, and arrogant Muslims call the cops, and the police say, this is on the news, your daughters belong to them now.
Another situation in this government report. So I've been warning this for years, and I was called a liar and extremist. Yeah. In this government
report. No, I read
report,
you 10 years ago saying this was happening, and I didn't believe it.
No, no one did. And then only now, so 10 years later, everything we've said, we've been vindicated for. Everything we tried warning about. And what has actually come out, it's come out that the government knew. The police, 60 police officers are under investigation.
The British government's full of pedophiles. They love it.
Yeah, the council knew. Social services knew. They were actually conspirers. There was a conspiracy of silence from police and religious leaders to facilitate the rape of our youth. The handing over of our children.
Now, describe how they do it, because this is now happening here. I noticed, like, Islamism has kind of merged with the Mac Daddy gangster culture, and I see a lot of this going on where it's very, very aggressive sexualization. And when I was in London, I've seen it, where you see, like, Islamic men on the street kind of dressed in, like, rapper-type outfits with girls that look like they're 14. What's going on there?
So that's the start of it. That's the start of it. So it's a grooming process, and you can see it happened to my cousin. 13 years old, gang raped by men, dozens of men.
Talk about your own family. I know you get upset, Tommy. Walk through what happened, what got you motivated. Tell folks about it.
So basically, when I was younger, and I can remember all of this. I can remember the family meetings about it, to go into the police not doing anything. She woke up naked in a house with bearded Muslim men all raping her, gang raping her. She run naked from the house. She run naked from the house. And this has happened. This is happening to girls across our country. And when people went to the police, which only now people understand, the police were in on it. The government were in on it. Everyone, they were not arresting or doing anything. There's another situation where five Muslim men had a young 11-year-old girl in a derelict home. Yeah, the police turned up. They found the five men abusing her. They arrested the girl for drunk and disorderly. They let the men go. They let the men go. And do you know the reason given in the government report for why this was allowed to happen? Because the police did not want to be seen as racist.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Anybody does anything to my daughters like that, you're not going to worry. And I'm not just talking. Because everybody's so polite in the South was, you know, people used to kill for no reason. I'm done. And I just, these Muslims, everybody else needs to know, you walk on me, you're going to get it. And the cops, too. I am so, and it's not all the police around the world, obviously. What the hell happened in the UK? I've met with MI6, MI5 folks, when I cover Bilderberg, and police. Most of them are actually listeners. They said, we're pissed. We don't like what's happening. I guess it's certain towns. I mean, how? Let's go over, because I actually know the answer. Muslims, once they get control of councils, then they intimidate the police, correct?
Correct. And what the police do, and what the Muslims do, is that they focus on young girls from broken backgrounds who don't have a father.
Just like Sandusky did. They go after troubled youth.
They go after troubled girls. And then they rape, they abuse. And only now, like 30 years later, this has been going on for 30 years. This is in every single town and city. And we're supposed to, the minute you talk about it, like, I'll give you another example. I was sat there watching the news of this unfold. I saw the English Defence League supporters protesting outside the police station of Rotherham. I then saw the journalists snigger and mock the English Defence League supporters. One of the girls in that crowd, because I was watching it and I know her, was gang raped for years by Muslim men. And then not only are you abused and you're a victim once, you're a victim twice to the media, you're slandered, you're humiliated.
And by the way, these women in Sweden, Germany, England, we have videos, we can't even show you the ones that aren't edited, we have an edited one, of the woman being torn apart with Muslim men raping her at the anti-racism concert. The women go to this to hand them flowers, they grab them and then rape them, and the police stand there and watch it. This is insane.
Well, the police are terrible. That is what you have to understand for how powerful political correctness is. Now, you have to understand that not just on this rape issue, anything that's taboo to dealing with the Muslim community is not dealt with.
So raping little kids is okay because the taboo isn't pedophilia now, and rape, the taboo, is hurting Muslims' feelings.
It's hurting Muslims' feelings. Even, for example, female genital mutilation. 5,700 girls in Britain last
Uma
year.
Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's girlfriend, literally her mother is the global head of the push to genital mutilate and to make sure it's legal in the West. I wrote an article about it, and the media made jokes and said, so what? I'm obsessed with women's, I am, but the point is, don't chop it off. Literally, the liberals are promoting genital mutilation now. What planet, what kind of fruit balls are these? I mean, what the hell's going on?
It's so bad. The situation in our country, and this comes from everything. So you watch for years as Muslims, and they know it. They laugh. If the police turn up to an incident, as I've been growing up, as young white Englishmen, if there was a confrontation with young Pakistanis anywhere in the town at night time, the police would turn up, jump straight on the white Englishmen. So the Pakistanis, they laugh. They're confident. They know no one touches them. They know they have control. And then there's another incident, Alex, which if I explain to you, a Muslim Tory MP who was going for MP called Afzal Amin. Yeah. Now, I ended up wearing undercover footage. He approached me, offering me money. Yeah. This was to try and get him into Parliament. He had already been asked by David Cameron what seat he wants on the government, what seat he wants on the committee. When I had the undercover footage, I had him he was in a meeting with Pakistani gangsters who were funding him. They actually said in the meeting, once he gets into Parliament, that's our man on the inside, the police can't touch us. How many other members of the Muslim Parliament are working for gangsters, are working for criminals who are stopping the police do their job? It's corruption to that maximum level. Any one of you can Google this case. It's Afzal Amin. He was the captain in the British Army for 10 years. After I exposed him, it turned out that before he joined the British Army, he wrote a leaflet about the Mujahideen attacking us and converting our country through war to Islam. He was undercover in the British Army as a captain for 10 years. He was about to be one of the highest ranking members of our parliament. He says in the undercover footage, his goal is to be prime minister. He was also talking about mass funding from Qatar for the city. This is what's happening across our country. They have bought our politicians.
That's right. We've been under globalist indoctrination to be domesticated. They brought in super third world, stone age, cult brainwashed groups that are just, I mean, we could show you endless footage of women just grabbed at concerts, gang raped, and the police just stand there. And these women are panicked. They're out of their minds in horror, and these guys are raping them hour after hour. The women are hospitalized. Sometimes they kill them. They'll just run up and grab a woman's baby and throw it right in the water. And it's all just a big sacrament of the left. We're going to skip this break so we have more time. This is a total death cult takeover. And Zuckerberg and all of them are now making deals to report Muslims in countries that criticize Islam so they can be killed. But it's okay because he's liberal and smiles and has an Asian wife. So it's okay. We're murdering everyone. We're Zuckerberg. We're liberal. Liberal. And, you know, it's all totally sick because they believe Islam has the numbers and is still primitive. They've made us not primitive with a defense mechanism. We're like dodo birds just waiting there to be, you know, hit over the head. This is happening. But who was the member of parliament? We actually found the clip. We said, you know, every 10 years we double. What's his name?
Shalim Malik.
Yeah, we're going to play that clip right now. Let's play the clip of that member of parliament. Here it is.
I'm proud of the achievements of the Muslims of this country from 97. In 1997, we got our first Muslim MP. In 2001, we had two Muslim MPs. In 2005, we had four Muslim MPs. Inshallah, in 2009-10, we'll have eight Muslim MPs. In 2014, we'll have 16 Muslim MPs. At this rate, the whole parliament will be Muslim. But just to say, in case there are journalists here today, that is not my objective. But you know, we've got four Muslim MPs. There should be 20 Muslim MPs in Parliament. And inshallah, very shortly we'll see that. And I'm confident, as Britain's first Muslim minister, that inshallah, in the next 30 years or so, we'll see a Prime Minister in this country who happens to share my faith.
You know what's sick? Their cultures can't even operate because they're so evil. And then we just roll over when we've got everything and just say, take it all and destroy us. And
we've got...
Go ahead, sir.
We've got a Muslim mayor of London, Sadiq Khan.
Oh, yeah, banning women in bathing suits and advertising and saying he's not a, quote, Uncle Tom. He is for Islamic takeover. And then making jokes about the terror attack last week. What a piece of filth. Let's talk about him.
Not allowing Christian advertisement on buses, but allowing advertisement that says praise to Allah. Currently banned the Sikh community from celebrating their celebration on the 29th of April. He's putting bans, so he's dictating to them. So when he said, Shalim Malik, we will have a prime minister that shares our faith. Mark my words, you can bring this video up in 4 years' time. Once he's finished being the mayor of London for 4 years, he will become the leader of the Labour Party. The left and the liberals, as they did in London, will swarm for him and vote for him as a great sign of tolerance. That sign of tolerance, who is he working for? That's what I want to know. The same as the one I exposed. Who is this man working for? What are his interests?
Is it the inbreeding that makes these guys, no matter what country it is, look so insane? I mean, or is it like, is it satanic? Because there's just like a crazed evil about it. I mean, how would a bunch of men show up at a concert? That never happens in the West ever. And just start raping women. I mean, if I saw men raping women, I don't care if it was 20 of them. I mean, I'm not bragging. I would attack them. I don't understand this. I don't understand what the hell's going on here.
But when you read the cases, it's brother-in-laws. So men with their wife's brother, with their dad. I'll tell you another case from a father I met from Blackpool who comes to me crying and breaking down and crying and crying and crying because his daughter had been groomed and taken as a victim. And the young Muslim that was raping her rang the dad's phone and left it on the side while him and his father raped her. So the dad listened to it. These these sort of things, when you hear this, yeah, people think it's unbelievable. Pick up, read the government report.
Why is it that the Muslims like you said, we're going to rape your daughter, we want you to listen now. It's like it's an enjoyment, too. It's a pleasure.
Because by taking our women, it's the first thing to attack is our women. It's the first as a sign against us to destroy us. Destroy the daughters. You hear them saying it.
Remember the Imam of Jerusalem, the head Imam goes, they are weak, we will take their women, we are so good. And then the left's like, yes, yeah.
If you look at an interview by one of the leading Al-Qaeda operatives years ago, and they give their plan for Europe, and in their plan from Europe, they predict the American invasion of the Middle East, and then they say that the next invasion, which will be Syria, our forces will be too weak because of the previous ones, and they'll be able to establish a caliphate. And then when it gets to 2016, it says the Islamic invading army will invade Europe. And at the start of 2016, attack the women. What happened on New Year's Eve in 2016? 2,000 women were attacked in Cologne by 1,000.
And they're teaching us to accept it. And now they have 3 million more about to come across from North Africa with the head of the EU ordering her to let them in. But let's explain. John Brennan admittedly converted to Islam more than 20 years ago in the CIA. He was a communist before. He's the guy that's sworn to bring down Trump. The reason it all seems messianic, the Muslims think they're invincible now, is traitors in Western governments have laid out a blueprint to capitulate to Islam, bring it in, make all other Western freedom end to, quote, serve them. The problem is Erdogan's launching it early, saying, I'll burn down Europe unless you submit to me. So I think their greed is what's going to undo them. What is the hope? Tommy Robinson, how do we defeat them?
Well, I don't know why they don't just shut up, because they'll win anyway. Just be silent. You don't need to blow things up. In France, you're having 7.1 children. In England, you're having 5.6. So when you say, what is the hope? The hope and the hope is, up until 12 to 18 months ago, I had no hope. I had no hope. Donald Trump getting in, I think, for us, gave us hope. It's a change. Geert Wilders rising. I'm looking at 4 years' time at the election. I don't think it's this election. I think they'll be able to stop Marie Le Pen again. But in 4 years' time, Geert Wilders will win, Le Pen will win. When we get a leader win in Europe, whether it be the Swedish Democrats, when the first leader comes in Europe who challenges Islam, who not just challenges it, but enforces the laws that are already here. When they break the law, you enforce the law. But in the minute we don't, we let them do what they want. When you try to enforce the law, you realise you can't. You cannot enforce the law now on 4%. You have to understand that only 4 to 5% of the UK is Muslim. Look at the chaos caused. What do we think as a country is
going to
be?
And what number normally, isn't it once they hit 10%, they always try to take over?
Yeah, 10%, but they're starting already at 5%. Look at Europe. So it is 10%. But I say
but France is over 10% now. And look,
seven, I believe. No, it's coming up to 10, is it? Yeah.
But that's the document. I think there's another 5 million illegals. Well, what about illegal numbers? I mean, we know about, what about the countless videos of the hijacking cars and robbing everything and just running around foaming at the mouth?
I sat down with my local imam when I spoke about the figures for Luton. And I said to him, we have, it's supposedly at the time was 60,000 Muslims. Double it. That's what he said straight away. Double it. I said,
I got to go to break, but if you need 5 more minutes with us before the next host takes over, I want to come back and let you plug websites and other things that are happening with Tommy Robinson, tommyrobinson.co.uk. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to sit up here with all this rhetoric because I didn't want the wars against Islam. I didn't want to stir it all up. I'm not against anybody. I'm just telling you, I've studied it. It is crazy town. And it is a total takeover, and the globalists are allied with it, and it must be resisted. I mean, everything he's saying is not exaggerated. It's worse than you can tell you. That's the problem. You have so much evidence, you can't even go over 10% of it. Please support this broadcast. They're censoring us. They're censoring anybody else that exposes this. When it was years ago, I put something out exposing Orthodox or radical Islam, I'd be banned. We have to just go ahead and expose that and let folks know this is the info they don't want you to have. Religiously, every day, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the articles, the videos, the guests, whatever you think is most important, get those and send them out. Make sure that you're in your YouTube subscription, you know, opening those up and sending those videos on to others. Be sure you join our free emails. We can send you messages as we get censored more and more. They'll go directly to you, Infowars.com/newsletter. And we've got big specials that end tomorrow, 30% off the Nascent Iodine and the BioTrue Super High Quality Organic Selenium. So much more. Thank you all for your support. Hour number 4 coming up. I'm back in 70 seconds.
Thank you.
We'll do 5 more minutes with our guests, and the next host is going to take over. That's Anthony Cumia.